and if I have a visual impairment? 7 out of 10. On the visual side, Assassin's Creed offers the typical options included in Ubisoft games and, in particular, the colorblind filters. It contains a raft of filters that exclusively modify the interface colors. Their color intensity isn't adjustable. Broadly speaking, we have settings to configure aspects of the interface. These include display settings to keep only the essential features, and remove those you find distracting instead of useful. In particular, you can disable screen shake and blood effects, etc. Above all, you can adjust certain aspects of pickpocketing. For instance, the crosshair color is always important when it comes to aiming. You can at least select its color to help it stand out from the environment. Strolling through the desert? A darker crosshair will stand out more against the sand. Now, let's turn our attention to the gameplay itself. Eagle vision is a mainstay of the Assassin's Creed series. Here, too, it's a valuable tool for reading the environment. All the more so because of its wide range of uses. A large part of the game takes place in Baghdad, so the developers wanted to expand on its versatility. Eagle vision is very helpful because it's effectively high contrast mode. When activated, it neutralizes the environment. It's not so much gray, but sepia tones. Nearby enemies are highlighted red, even behind walls, and we can see their fields of view. Be warned, however, these look like the beams of flashlights, so they aren't always clear to see. Items to steal, such as purses of passersby, are orange. Allies are highlighted in blue and hiding spots are white. On top of exploration, the heart of the gameplay in Assassin's Creed Mirage also lies in combat. Here, it's possible to keep the enemy in sight by locking the camera onto the target, R3. As we explained above, the attacks that can be parried flash yellow and the attacks that can't flash red. As such, the second type is most important to notice, as dodging is the only escape. Enemies can appear in large numbers in quest areas and, once combat has begun, they aren't signposted when they are off-screen. The only way to ensure a good overview of the battlefield is to anticipate combat by scouting ahead. Make good use of eagle vision to spot every enemy in the area. Your eagle companion, Enkidu, also lets you mark interactive features. Seen from above with Enkidu, simply move the pointer over the enemies to mark them. These markers with a white icon then remain permanently. After you return to normal view, they even stay visible through walls. For players who are non-sighted or have a significant visual impairment, it's vital for the game to be playable using audio cues alone. Assassin's Creed Mirage contains specific sounds for different gameplay actions, but exploration will cause a serious problem. In the settings, you have the option to enable a collision sound when you bump into obstacles. It's crucial to mapping out the environment through sound, so it's a great feature. Unfortunately, it's not enough, because we're missing audio cues for a number of interactive features. For example, there are no sounds to indicate the presence of NPCs or items to loot. Although the NPCs generally talk, you often walk right past a trader or chest without realizing it. Added to the fact there is no button to face the character toward the current objective, inside a dense 3D environment with multiple stories, it's unplayable for a person with very low vision. Assassin's Creed Mirage contains solid features that are very helpful for most players with visual impairments, although it remains inaccessible in the most severe cases. Therefore, it deserves a good score of 7/10 for this type of accessibility.